Well, guys, how's it going? It's Joe Fahey here. So this is the first episode of Wall Scrapers, and I have Peden Nielsen and Wesley Keating on the line. How are you guys?
Not bad. How are you?
Not bad. So, lads, how do you reckon this season of IDC will be different to the previous ones?
I'll start off. Well, for a start, we're going to have Wesley Keating back, which is fantastic. That's one of the main things for me, which is great, because every time that we've driven the last couple of years, we've missed each other because one of us has been judging. So I think this is a fantastic start.
We haven't got there yet, but hopefully we'll be all set to go by the weekend.
Very good, very good. But I'm assuming you want more context, Joe, right? So I suppose to answer your question, I think that where we're going to have, or why we have something very different this year, I believe, is that essentially we've got not only a star-studded lineup from let's say Irish drifting and a lot of guys coming over from the UK, we have a full-on international grid pretty much as well, lining up not only to do one event or one-off events, but we've a couple of guys coming over from very far away, halfway across the world to do the entire season. So very exciting times ahead.
So that could threaten the fact that the Irish have never been beaten on home soil.
To say the least, I would imagine. Yeah, absolutely.
I think we could be under a little bit of pressure this time around, all right, with all the newcomers coming. For me, what I'm looking forward to is kind of the new rules and regulations that are in place to, you know, make it more of a spectator sport and to have no delays. And there's a lot of things changing there, and it's going to be quite confusing for the first part, but I think they're going to make it work an awful lot better in the long run. I've just seen how it operated with BDC at round one. And it seemed to work very well. So I'm looking forward to that aspect of it and see what people think of it in the stands and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to that part.
Because there is, well, it's not really a horsepower rule, but there kind of is a horsepower rule as such.
Yeah, well, before, there is still no limits on horsepower. But the fact that now we're restricted to, you have a set of tyres for your battle, which is two runs, and a possibility of one more run to decide it if they haven't decided after the battle. So there's no tyre change within that. You have to make sure that they stick to pace. So if you have 1,000 horsepower and sticky tyres, they're not going to last very long. So it's there's a bit of thought has to go into it now, which it takes the horsepower game out of it a little bit, but still there'll be plenty of horsepower there, there's no doubt.
And Wes, would that go against you, being that you're running a massive engine this year?
Just because of a massive engine, I haven't necessarily changed power an awful lot. Before, I was running a four-cylinder engine and pushing it to the max, whereas now we're running a V8 with similar power, so I'm hoping that it won't be under as much pressure as before. Power-wise, I haven't really changed a whole lot, so I'm sticking to my game plan, and I'm hoping it's going to stay working.
How about you, Peden?
Well, if there's any spare, Wes, you know, feel free to dish some over my side, right? So, I mean, I think we're running, I don't think we're quite running the least amount of horsepower on the grid, but we can't be far from it, right? I mean, we're running a solid 336.7 horsepower, right? And, it's just a great setup, you know, the car is under severe pressure because I have to be very relentless on the vehicle, and it means it can put me in a couple of precarious positions in the sense that there's not, when you run incredibly sticky tires like we do in Westlake tires, it is make or break every single run. So it'll be interesting. I think Wes has a really good point. I didn't come on here to discuss rules per se, but it makes it that much better to come and watch. IDC is renowned across the world for having very little stop within the actual competition. But when you compare it to, or if you compare it to other, you know, categories or championships across the globe, but the way the new format is, and I've seen it in the amateur championship, and I followed it online with a live stream for BBC, unbelievable. You know, it is literally non-stop action.
Yeah, because I do remember from going to previous seasons myself that there was a lot of kind of breaks in it, and that seems to nearly have been ruled out.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, very much so. But even though there is that small window for a 5-minute rule, which drivers will be penalised a little bit more for this time around, but the guys have they have the cameras in the pit, so you still have the action on the live stream and on the big screen as well. So even if there is a small delay, the action will still be there. But it's going to be a lot less of that, but more so focused on track time that's going to keep hitting, keep going.
Right, and in regards to the live stream itself, Peden, how do you reckon that has helped drifting in Ireland?
We've always had a reputation for being, the Irish, for being, you know, one of the best domestic championships globally, right? And we've seen it through various, I suppose, various methods or various vessels, in the sense that we've had, you know, 4 full-time drivers in the US championship in Formula Drift, you know, through Eric O'Sullivan, Dean Carney, James Dean, Darren McNamara. What this has done for us in the last couple of years has really placed us firmly on the global map for being the best of the best. The way it's produced, the way, and again, it ties into what we just discussed, which is, you know, lack of gaps or minimum amount of gaps, which again will be lessened even still. It's just really put us on the map without having any question over it. You know, the action is just that intense. And the other great thing is that what a lot of Irish drivers do, which in a sense we keep it a little bit to the foundation of drifting, which is we still use, you know, pretty much all of us, old school Japanese platforms, old school Japanese chassis. There's a little bit of German influence, right, in there, a little bit. It's unavoidable, unfortunately, in my opinion. But, you know, it's just really, really good. It's ran extremely well. And this year, there's a couple of additional really, really cool features on the live stream in drift games.
Okay.
I've seen it a little bit on the BDC. It's my title sponsor for the season, in fact, as well. But you'll see a lot more as you go through the drift stream. But in essence, what we've seen so far, and more will be revealed in the coming weeks, what we've seen so far is that there is a halftime show that is called the Drift Games, and there is an interactive section leading up to the first round, whereby the fans get to choose something that they want to see in the halftime, whether they want to see all the pro drivers do a backwards entry under no pressure, you know, being judged separately from the competition itself. They're looking for 360 degrees or freestyle entry, whatever it might be. Something extreme that the crowd and the fans get to vote for what they want to see. And it just adds an extra element of flair. But again, more will be revealed in the coming weeks.
Okay, and Wes, how do you reckon the live stream has helped Irish drifting?
We all, like Peden was saying, we have some drivers that are globally more recognised than others. And, you know, generally people's attitude will be, oh, well, this must be the cream of the crop and there's nobody else there to compete with these guys. But when they watch our live stream, they see that we have many more drivers just as good as these guys. And it has brought up the profile of it massively, I think, because of that, because it's a really entertaining watch, no matter what series you follow. But as well as that, it's not even our pro guys. Our semi-pro class is on a level that's way higher than a lot of pro class levels in other championships that I've watched as well. And it just opens up the eyes to the rest of the world, what we have here and the talent that we have here. And it's pretty amazing. It really is.
I do remember a couple of years ago when the Irish lads started going over to compete in the BDC, and it nearly seemed like a case that the English lads hadn't got a clue what was going on because all these maniacs landed over and started winning everything.
Well, I wouldn't quite say they hadn't a clue. There's a lot of very talented drivers in the BDC. There's no question about it. But yeah, look, we went and we rattled our cages a small bit, as you could say. And, you know, we've all become good friends in the meantime, but when it goes to track, we're enemies. There's no doubt about it.
I do remember a couple of years ago, it was like the never-ending battle between yourself and Barry.
yeah, that was quite good. I think we went for 3-1 more times, and it was sticking hairs the whole way till the end. I'd like to do that again. Yeah, absolutely. Haven't battled Barry since that, believe it or not.
So you have a bit of a grudge match there.
Oh yeah, we need to do that again. There's no question about it.
So, I suppose, what new machinery that has arrived on the scene are you most excited about?
Well, I have two. I'm genuinely ecstatic to see, and going by his words, I'm going to add in a hopefully see Wes out in the new vehicle, for sure, right? I'm looking forward to seeing Steve Bagsy's V6. It's a cool build. You know, I've followed it for a while. I've had good chats with Steve about it, and really looking forward to seeing how that thing performs. Yeah, those are the two that stand out for me anyway.
Well, I kind of have to agree there. I can't wait to see mine in action. Fingers crossed we'll have some reliability and she'll pedal hard. To be honest, I haven't really had much time to focus on what other guys are up to and their builds, so you know, day one, I'm just looking forward to walking around the paddock and getting a surprise by all the new cars and the different changes. And I always look forward to that on the first day out and just have a chat with the guys and see what they've done and see what they're going to produce for this year.
That's brilliant. Lads, best of luck at the weekend. I look forward to seeing you, and I'm sure you'll look forward to maybe having a friendly battle.
Oh, I'll see you on that team. Thanks very much, Joe.
No hassle.
Thanks, Joe.